I want to thank the Lord for all that he means to me. I'm thankful to be his child. I've been thinking a lot of profit margin. Do you know there's, when people invest money, they want to know what that profit margin is. What rate of profit are my goods increasing? And there are sometimes there's great increase, and then there's sometimes there's a little bit of loss. It's a fluctuating thing. Even when you try to put things in a safe place, like maybe even a CD, there's going to be a time when the end of that CD limit has come, and you're going to have to renew under different terms. So you want to know what that profit margin is and to expand that as much as possible. And that's a wise thing to do. It's a possible thing to do. But I guess I've been thinking about it spiritually more than literally. And that's kind of what I want to think about tonight. Profit margin or being fruitful. So I want us to think about first... To go along with it, Matthew, the 5th chapter, it says in the 14th verse, ye are the light of the world. So just start out with just yourself. Ye are the light of the world. But who is that light within us? Jesus Christ, yes. I don't have a light, but I have Jesus Christ in me. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I have a responsibility with that light, because it says, it'll just talk about, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. How important was that in those days when there was no electricity? Imagine just stepping out onto the street at night and it being total blackness. Just the danger of trying to walk somewhere without tripping over something or bumping into something or stepping on something. It was a hazardous thing. So people would carry lanterns with them or a candle or a vessel that had oil in it of some sort. It was so important that they not let their candle go out. And it was such a beautiful example of how we are to be today. You don't light a candle just to cover it. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And then just bump back up to that 14th verse, because it says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. It cannot be hid. How beautiful was that when they had cities that started probably having ordinances or rules that said, we need a street light here, or we need a light there, we need something. A city was more apt to have some kind of ruling that says, you must turn your lights out or your candle out at, or turn them on or have them lit. And I think about that, we are to represent Christ. This world is dark, and we know that it's getting darker. But we aren't to be afraid of that, because we have the light of Christ in us. But that light was never meant to be just one light, our light. It was meant to be shared with the whole world. It was meant to be a city. So that's what I'd like for us to talk about, that fruitfulness, being fruitful for the Lord, and understanding the rate of profit there is, that margin of profit, so that we can understand that, Lord, I want to increase in you. So if you'll turn with me to John, the 15th chapter. This is the Lord's commandment. He said, I want you to be fruitful. I don't want you just to become stagnant. I don't want you to be to yourself. I don't want you just to enjoy this. Yes, our salvation is a wonderful thing to enjoy, but it's to be such an overflow that it becomes fruitful in other people's lives, that our fruit can be tasted by other people. And you know what, people, we eat the other's fruit all the time. We do, whether we think we do or not. But what we do is sometimes, if you have someone out in the world that has no light in them, their fruit is shriveled up and dried, and you see that pretty quick, and you realize that, oh, they're so dried up and bitter, there's nothing there, and you realize, I have something to share. I have a fruitfulness in my life. It was never meant for me to just flourish and have a beautiful tree with lots of leaves and one apple. The Lord did not intend for that to happen. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, it can't help but be fruitful. But there are things that we can do, that profit margin. You know, if you remember when they were given the talents, the one was given one talent, one was given two talents, and one was given five talents. And when the Lord came back, the one with five talents had gained five more. So that what profit margin was 100%. The one that had two talents, you know, that two talent guy could have said just what the one talent guy said. Oh, Lord, I know you were a hard Lord where you tried to gather where you had not planted. And I just knew that it was not really that big of a deal. But the two talent guy didn't let two talents stop him. And he went and increased by two talents. Do you know his rate of increase was the same as the five? That was 100%. And sometimes we just get to thinking, well, I just don't have the five talents, so I just can't do for the Lord. Do you know your rate of increase can still be the same? The Lord intended for you to be fruitful in the place that he has placed you. So the one that had the one talent was very shameful, and the Lord was angered at him and took his talent. So what was his rate? It was a negative. He didn't get to keep that talent. It wasn't even a 0% or a 1%. It was taken away. You know, the Lord is expecting something of us because he says, I've given you the light, but I don't want you to hide it to yourself. I don't want you to live this life just for yourself. It's to be shared with the world. A city that is set on a hill, it cannot be hid. You know, that was just a statement. It wasn't even saying, you know, if a city is set on a hill, then it cannot be hid. It wasn't even a if-then statement. It was stated, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And you can be a city. I was always thinking of it as group of Church of God or group of people that love the Lord. That's the city. Do you know you can be a city? You can have an increase. If you had increased your fruitfulness, increases just one fruit a day and doubles every day. One fruit, two fruit. Two fruit to four fruit. You square that. And it four fruit to 16. You know, it's incredible how quickly that can be. And I just thank the Lord that he's not harsh for us, and he's not judgmental, and he's just saying, just grow in me. Just be fruitful for me. Let that profit margin increase exponentially. There was in Matthew, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse. This is talking about all of those grounds that the seed was planted on. So we know that there was four different kinds of grounds, but there was one that was a loamy, warm, fertilized soil. Let that be us. Let that be us. 13:8, it says, but the other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30-fold. Okay, so once again, there's a profit margin. Some was 100, some was 60, and some was 30. Do you know what? They all equal fruitful. Sometimes we just feel like if I can't do 100-fold, then I'm just going to fold my hands. I'm not going to do any more. But do you know, it's still a profit when it's 30-fold. It's still a profit. And the Lord is interested in that profit. The Lord is interested in his fruits of righteousness. Philippians 1 and 11. It says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Let that be within you. That is filled, that your life is filled with the fruits of righteousness. Do you know how much I've benefited by your fruits? I am greatly benefited, and I thank the Lord for that. But if you decide not to bear it, I suffer. Does that make sense? And I'm not trying to say it's me. It's the responsibility that we all have. If we cease to bear fruit, we hurt other people. I've thought a lot about that profit margin. If you want to think about that again, that profit margin, let it just be fruitful. Don't put a limit on it. Don't say, well, I'm in that 30-fold rack. I'll just always be in the 30-fold. Well, you might be 30, but sometimes you might be 100-fold. Let the Lord take care of the fruitfulness. Just give your life to him so that he can share it with the world. And I just appreciate that thought. Another one is, there are things that we can do that increase the fruitfulness. Daily devotions is one of them. The exercising in the Lord is another. Worshiping together, that is always a fruitful thing. Listening to the word of God is a fruitful thing. But we live life. There are times we're going to have to go to work. There are times I can't sing praises. I can have them in my heart, but I'm not going to plug in and listen to a Church of God message while I'm at work typing my work, because I've got to do some things. I've got duties I've got to take care of. I can increase that as much as possible, but there are duties that we do have to take care of. And that is a positive thing. We can have extracurricular activities that are positive things. It's an enrichment to our lives, whatever that is. Fill in the blank. It's just an enrichment. But do you know we can actually overdo daily duties? That it can crowd out our walk with the Lord? A workaholic will always have problems with this because they almost feel like their fulfillment in God is work. They've caught a little bit of a bug, if you want to say that, and their fruitfulness only revolves around their identity as someone who's employed, working, and making a paycheck. And you know, the Lord is so far above that. Back to extracurricular activities. Those are things that enrich our lives, and there's nothing wrong with having them. But do you know they can actually encroach to a point that it causes me to cease doing those things that could make me fruitful. And I'm not going to name them out, because when you name things out, then you just hang it on one thing. But it could be so many things. It could be something, but when it starts encroaching on your walk with the Lord, then you realize I need to cut back on it. I need to start having some balance there so that I can be fruitful, because there is a profit margin. And you know, you do too many of those things, it doesn't cause you to sin at all. But sometimes if you do too many of them things, it causes you to become stagnant. And there's not any increase in the fruit. It's just that one fruit with that one fruit with that one fruit. And you become contented in that, and that is a great danger, because the Lord said, be fruitful. That fruitful means more. More, more, more. Bear more fruits. Bear if you're bearing the fruits of the Spirit. Do you know there are sometimes we get into trials that we're going to bear a whole lot of patience because we're in a consuming trial that just tries us on that end. Then there's times that we're going to be bearing a lot more love or a lot more meekness. There's just going to be times when there's going to be other fruits, but the Lord wanted us to be fruitful at all times. And he's coming back to say, brother, sister, I see here that you become so involved with, fill in the blank, that your fruitfulness has gone down. If anything, it's almost zero. And the Lord's not pleased with that, because he said a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Your life, your light, your extreme light, your fruitfulness affects others. And I just want to be responsible in those things. It's easy to pawn it off on somebody else, but we all have the responsibility within us. And yet at the same time, when you have great fruitfulness, don't you want to share it? Don't you want to give it? Don't you want there to be something that says, oh, I so profited by their life. I so enjoyed the fruits of righteousness I saw. I so enjoyed that city. It lit up my world in so many dark times. I so appreciated seeing Christ in them because I needed a Christ in me. And share that with them. And let's just go forward. I desire you pray for me.